Last night, the final production in the Walton Arts Center's 2012-2013 Broadway season took to the stage. Yesterday morning, a small group gathered in the center's lobby for a Broadway breakfast and the chance to meet the show's star. That's Joey, a horse, and the star of War Horse, a Tony Award-winning play based on a children's novel. Joey isn't a real live horse. Well, not really. He's a life-sized and lifelike puppet made by Handspring Puppet Company from South Africa. As Joey entered the lobby yesterday morning, Jessica Kruger, spokesperson for War Horse and the Joey team, introduced Joey to the crowd.
So, this is Joey. he's our half thoroughbred, half draft horse. I guess at this point he'd be like a show jumping horse, you know, if he was around here. But at the time, and during World War I, he was just a hunter. Yeah, hunter colt. Hey, buddy. So as you can see, we have three puppeteers that puppet Joey.
She calls the puppeteers the three H's, the head, the heart, and the hind. The body of the horse is made of an aluminum frame. On top of that is hand-bent cane, covered with a mesh of some sort. Joey's mane is made of Tyvek, you know, the building material, but it's dyed a brownish red. The head puppeteer is outside of the horse, his right hand inside the head, his left holding a stick that aids in guiding the movements. The other two are latched into the frame. Because Joey actually carries a rider on his back, the backbone has to be strong, which can make mimicking real-life movements tricky. The Handspring Puppet Company is all about using breath to make a puppet come alive. Rather than breathing in and out like a normal horse, or even us humans, the puppeteers breathe for Joey by moving up and down.
Puppets are always struggling to live. Right? So one of the best ways to get them to live is to get them to breathe. So what the heart puppeteer does is he just does a little bit of a plie, up and down, just bends his knees up and down ever so slightly. Those of you who are close enough, you can kind of see that there's a little bit of a little breathing room here. So the cage is attached to the puppeteer. The legs are held by his hands. And then there's a little bit of a gauge, there's a little bit of, I guess, a 6-inch sort of space in which whenever he bends, the legs stay exactly where they are, and however far down he bends is about how far the horse is breathing.
Joey is capable of making just about any movement a real horse could. Walking, trotting, galloping, and rearing.
You want to really show off? You want to give him a way up? You want to give him a way up? Let's give him a way up. Ready? And way up, boy! Nice, Joe. Nice.
You may have noticed that Jessica talks to Joey as a real horse. That's one of the rules. The puppeteers wear microphones as they make all of the sounds for Joey. They have to be Joey. After showing off their skills, the three shed the cage and join the audience for a conversation. Brian Burns is the head puppeteer.
We can't be like, back up. Or this or that. So we all have to kind of talk. We've created our own language, I guess, through suggestive movement within the horse and also breathing, different ways of breathing or prepping and things like that.
Gregory Manley is the hind for Joey. He says that he has to move and act as the hind and not the eyes, yet moving in a way to get an idea across to the eyes.
So every movement I make, I need to make sure translates up front so that if John is eating a salad, I'm not freaking out because people are trying to touch me because, you know, there needs to be a unified attention in the horse.
The two, along with John Hosh, who plays the heart, make up one Joey team. There's another horse in War Horse, Topthorn. He requires his own team of three as well. In total, the traveling show has four teams. Two perform during each performance, the other two are just on hand, or they're playing other puppets within the show. The teams have been working together since the show went on the road 1 year ago, so they know each other well. Jessica Kruger also plays the hind for Joey and Topthorn. She says the first 2 weeks of rehearsal were their horse camp.
And we all got together and we were in a big room and we were given sticks from Central Park. And, you know, we had to figure out where was the head of this stick and how did it breathe and what did it eat from and, you know, how did it communicate with the other sticks in the room. From there we moved on to paper puppets and then eventually to horses. And when we were working with the horses, we were also studying horses. So we visited several different stables within New York and we also watched a lot of YouTube videos. You know, it's an ongoing resource for us for sure. And we studied studied horse noises, and we all laid around on our backs and just tried to imitate every kind of animal noise you could possibly imagine until we could start to figure out how to take our human voices and sort of dehumanize them a little bit.
The work paid off. Through the creativity of the puppet makers and the puppeteers, Joey comes to life. A room of about 75 grown adults, mostly, were in awe of Joey. It's obvious he's a puppet, but at 16 hands tall and at the hands of experts, he comes to life. Though the puppeteers are dressed in early 20th century riding gear in the same brown shades of Joey, they aren't trying to hide anything. That's one of the unique things about the production of Warhorse. The secrets are unveiled. Jessica says the audience has to be engaged.
We are inviting you to be engaged. We are asking you, hey, we want you to believe that this cane and aluminum structure is a horse, okay? So we're going to believe it inside the horse. The other people on stage are going to believe it and they're going to treat it as such. So come on along for our journey here, you know, join us. Believe that this is a horse, you know, and come with us on this journey. And we think that that's maybe one of the reasons that this show has been so successful is because we've asked the audience to engage and to take part, and the response has been overwhelmingly wonderful.
Yeah, I think to jump on that also, we don't try to hide anything. When you see, you know, baby Joey and you see big Joey and all these things, we're not trying to like hide everything or the mechanics of the horse. It's like we're showing you everything, and I think that gives the audience kind of the chance to be like, all right, I see what's happening, and now I can forego that and invest in the story and the message of Warhorse.
That was Brian Burns. Which brings us to the actual story of Warhorse. It's based in World War I. As a colt, Joey belongs to a boy, but he gets taken from that boy from England to France to fight. The boy goes on a search for his horse. World War I was a great war with many technological advances. New weapons and vehicles were being used. During that war, literally hundreds of thousands of horses died. John Hawkes says that because the story is told through the point of view of the horse, it makes you a different kind of attendee, causing the audience to step back without having to choose one side or the other, because most of us know the history already.
It gives you, I think, interestingly enough, an insight into our humanity and the way that we interact. Ultimately, I think, for me, it's a play about the way that we connect, how we communicate, the way that we interact, to see the way that this horse touches people's lives and the way that that can then channel through and the way that ripples out from life to life, the way people reach out to each other. And I think that's it. I mean, it's a play about contact and communication, and I think that Joey is a nice vehicle for that.
Warhorse will be on stage at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville through Sunday. For more information, visit waltonartscenter.org. This is Ozarks at Large.